This episode of GQDN is brought to you by Audible, and by patreon.com/thegroupquest, and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some PlayStation stuff, a little bit of a Warcraft leak, again, they just can't stop leaking, and some Gotham Knight news. But today, we start with Engadget.com, and they are saying that a former Apple worker said that Epic refused to hire her. Now, this is a Washington Post report from the Apple employee, Cher Scarlett, and she has filed a National Labor Relations Board complaint against Epic because they refused to hire her because she backed some labor unions. And she is cooperating with the NLRB, basically fighting unfair working conditions. What Epic said in response was that she did not score higher than the one that they hired on their tests. And that is the only reason why that person that was hired above her. So this is an ongoing thing. And we will see what happens here later on. Now we go to a mobile link. I'm sorry, a mobile leak from wowhead.com. And the Warcraft mobile game will be revealed on May 3rd. And that's here in a few days. Basically on the day that the Ohio will go voting. Right now, from Jez Corden on Twitter, he said in a tweet, "For those DM me about Warcraft mobile games, I believe the Pokemon Go-like Warcraft game was actually canceled a while ago. The one being announced next week is not Pokemon Go-like at all, but sounds like it's pretty great from what I've heard." So something that we wanted to play on the phones, which would be Pet Battles, may not be it. But we'll see when it comes out next week. But it does give a better look like a Clash of Clans. And then that's what the pictures that they have up on Wowhead. But it may not be a Clash of Clans thing. We shall see. But it might be. Keep your minds open. Anyway, Destructoid.com has said that Final Fantasy 16? If I got my Roman numerals right, boss reveals that the game is coming close to the end of making. Names. Naki Yoshipi Yoshida said in an interview, quote, "Currently, development on the latest title, Final Fantasy, is in the final stretch as a single-player game. Final Fantasy aims to unify the story and gameplay experience, unlike online games, which portrays multiple players at once. Final Fantasy has an individual focus, which makes the story more immersive, and I think the story has come quite deep. My hope that adults who have grown up understand the rules of society and drifted away from fantasy thinking the real world isn't as easy as a video game can remember the enthusiasm they had back then. That's what we're keeping in mind as we make this game." Very, very interesting. Very interesting. So we will see what happens with the game and when it comes out. Now we go to a PlayStation sale that is going on, and this is via Destructoid.com. And a lot of the games are about $20, I'd say about $30 or less. And that would include Death's Door, Castlevania, Lost Judgment, Dragon Quest Builders 2, Disaster Report 4, Cat Quest 2, Shadow Warrior 3, and some other stuff. So, just look for the golden sale if you have a PlayStation. One thing that will not be on sale is Gotham Knight, at least not yet, not till October. But the thing is, via DualShockers.com, is that there's no rating on it yet, which in their view is kind of confusing, because usually there is a rating on a game when it comes to about 6 months or less on the game when it is revealed. So, like I said before, we'll see what happens. I would suspect that the game will have a teenage rating to it because of violence. I don't suspect that there will be much language to it, even though there is one of the characters would be that tentative, or would be that kind of that way. So we'll see what happens. I should have put the Final Fantasy ones together, my apologies. But Final Fantasy XI, 20th anniversary, commences May 16th. So what's going to happen here? This is from ESTNN.com. And when it comes, the game will receive another update. And they'll have some adjustments and fixes. And there will be a new quest line dubbed, let's see if I got the words right, the Voracious Resurgent. Resurgence. Yeah. It will have new rewards and new hunts to go after. And they will have a special live stream on May 8th, celebrating the 20-year run, and most likely be on YouTube. And it could also be on Twitch if they use the official PlayStation channel. But we'll see what happens. And by the way, there will be a special discount for new players starting May 13th. So we shall see. We end today with Eurogamer.net, and they are saying that Modern Warfare 2 has been officially announced. And that was done on Twitter. Probably the cheapest way to do it. Because at Infinity Ward, put up a hashtag saying Modern Warfare 2. The graphic that they showed is pretty interesting in itself. Because it's Modern Warfare, so you have the M and the W. But it's done in basically in lines, not quite blocks. But the two lines, the one for the W and one for the M, are basically put close together. Not exactly together, but close together. And those two lines are in green, while the M and W are in white. So this is going to be very, very interesting to see what happens when it comes out. It was just announced. So, Modern Warfare for Call of Duty. There we go. You can find me on Twitter at Joe Brums. Guys, there's only one vote up on the pinned tweet for World of Warcraft. So go vote. Am I wrong or am I right? Is Gulvin wrong or is he right? Or are we both wrong? Go vote. Tomorrow, twitch.tv/dawnforge for the live show. And it starts right about 5:30 Eastern Standard Time. So go check that out. We will see you there. Until then, draft tonight. So if you care about anything NFL, you can check out the NFL draft. Otherwise, go play some games, people. We'll see you tomorrow.